with me in this interview, I'm speaking with John Marinowski, Iowa State University. And John, first of all, tell me a little bit about this topic you had on biofuels, the rural economy, and farm structure.
I was trying to look at the impact that biofuel expansion has on the rural economy and ultimately on farm structure. It's a very interesting issue because we're at the early stages of this rapid expansion, so it's difficult to figure out what all those impacts will be. But our numbers tend to indicate, our estimates tend to indicate that it's going to have some significant impacts on the rural economy to a point. And then it may have, if we expand too much, it may have some negative impacts. The future for biomass fuels is less certain. I think the renewable fuel standard is going to have a significant impact here, but there are some tremendously risky issues involved in terms of making this a go in the long run.
Well, we're certainly seeing it be a topic that's in the news almost daily, it seems like, right now, and people talking about it from both a positive and a negative side, if you will. So when you look at that kind of uncertainty, I think that's helping contribute to what do you see as you look down the road?
What I see is that this industry is going to go. It's going to go partially because of the growing demand for fuel given the price of gasoline. And if we price carbon or if we force these alternatives into the mix, they will come into the mix. At what cost, though, to society and what benefit in terms of reduced carbon emissions and price stability is a big question right now in everybody's mind.
So I know that some people here were asking the question when they were introduced. I'm here to learn where this is all going. Anything you would answer to that question or add to that?
The couple things I'd like to add to that. One is, I think there may be a bigger role for corn and corn stover fuels in the future than we see at the present time, given the renewable fuel standard. Because this is the one area where we have the potential to increase those yields very rapidly, possibly change the nature of the way corn is grown, and reduce some of the environmental consequences in the process as well. I think one of the things is everybody has a high concern about the nitrogen input, as I do, leaking into the waterways and having an impact on the Gulf of Mexico. But I think one of the really critical issues here is that we've also been increasing yields quite significantly over time using roughly the same amount of fertilizer. And I think this is going to be something that we're going to have to become much more sophisticated at in terms of avoiding those problems that come environmentally. This year in Iowa, though, is a bad case because we've had a lot of that nitrogen leach away already into the rivers before the plant is able to uptake it with respect to producing corn. So if you look across the fields of Iowa, it's not a very, there's a lot of yellow corn because the nitrogen's gone already.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with me here, John, at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.